My Michelle Live Podcast.
My Michelle Live.
Hey. Yes, it is the My Michelle Live Podcast. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Michelle Mendoza. If you are frustrated that all the news doesn't get reported, that there's a big section of the news that gets left in the cutting room floor, we like to look at stories that are sadly underreported, right? And we go deep. We look for what we call the God story. If there's a God, what's he doing in all of this and what does he ask of us? It's a deeper story, a deeper call, and something that can change our lives. So at the end of the week, to celebrate getting through another crazy news week, we take on some of the news stories with our friend Adam Ruzzieri, and we call it the Riz Report.
Let's review the week.
So, welcome, Adam. I'm glad to have you with us today. And you know what? Let's just celebrate.
Let's review the week. The Riz Report with Adam Ruzzieri.
Oh, yeah. Big voice down there to say, hey, Adam, let's do this, buddy. Let's do this. How you doing?
Hey, we made it through another crazy week. Sometimes things just seem so surreal. You know, I'm going to try my best to be really balanced in some of the things that are going on out there. I have found that there are things that really are not being reported. And because they're not being reported, people assume that they're not true. It's as though we either didn't take history in our class, in class, right? In school.
Right.
Or we just forgot. It just like leaked out of our brains because we're too concerned with other ridiculous things. But we forget that that is what people in power and regimes have done. They've controlled information. And if you control information, you control the people. So getting more of the information out is important. So as you're watching today and as we go into our Riz Report today, just keep that in mind and know that we try to research these stories to make sure that we're not just giving you fake news. And it's important that we hear the whole story. So what's a big story that you want to take on today? I mean, I can't help but follow the almost reality show air of Cuomo and his resignation. That's a big one. Cuomo resigned.
What are we doing over here, Governor Cuomo? My goodness, Michelle, you're right. There's so much to kind of touch on, so much that's happened this week. And, you know, it basically all started right after we wrapped our show last week, you know, like from the drop of the hour, just boom, weekend time. Oh my gosh, stuff's going on. Cuomo last weekend, you know, we go from the sheriff in New York literally announcing this criminal investigation into Cuomo's sexual misconduct allegations, and just going from there to then Cuomo's number one aide resigning from her position. She was kind of one of the ones who was responsible for making a lot of his past scandals sort of go away. Those scandals being both the sexual misconduct allegations, and then also the nursing home reporting issue with COVID. Like, that was kind of a big deal. And so much of what we kind of have seen play out with Cuomo specifically, and we have so many other things to talk about beyond just Cuomo, but, you know, we're talking about a guy who has kind of grown up with like this, just like everything being given to him. His dad was governor. He grew up with really just no hardship. And he just kind of lived his life with this level of entitlement. I'm entitled to this. I get that. I deserve this. And, you know, the people in power around him, his party, they've really worked to sort of protect him and protect his rise to yeah, what it became. But also here we are now at a point where they're sort of cannibalizing him too, which is kind of funny to see. They went from awarding the guy an Emmy Award less than a year ago for how he handled his COVID press conferences to his brother at CNN, you know, basically just kind of having lovey-dovey bro talk with him and also encouraging him from his position at CNN to basically defy or be defiant towards these sexual harassment allegations, but then also to not resign. No impartiality there, right? And so to now finally see Biden and Schumer and others in the Democratic elite now say, you know, hey, Cuomo, like what you did was wrong. You got to step down, man. Even Alec Baldwin was tweeting about the fact that what Cuomo has been up to has been not okay. And they're so it's kind of like the Dems are eating their own, and rightfully so. But this goes back to, I think, a lot of things that we should not forget.
Can I just say I'm glad. Thank you, because yes. What we've often seen is kind of a, well, we'll look the other way. It's a mindset that
exactly.
people have. It's not a left-wing ideology as much as it is a human failing. When we have an idea and it's right, we have this, the ends justify the means mentality. Well, right. they're a good person and I like to look the other way, but there's a whole truth there. If we're not looking at it, we are sadly selling ourselves short. Go ahead.
Very much so. And you're also potentially destroying the credibility and the futures of these women who have come out against Cuomo, you know, like Lindsay Boylan. She had a very credible position and a very credible story that the media tried to just, first of all, ignore, and then secondly, just destroy her. Her personnel file, she says that was leaked in an effort to sort of just smear her name. And, you know, the things that really do matter, the experiences that these victims have kind of brought to light, this is stuff that the biggest news organizations out there, NBC, ABC, and CBS, have continually ignored. Just brushed right past it. And it's not just the sexual harassment situation or situations, 11 of them, but it's also the true toll of the nursing home fatalities in New York. You know, you have the media on one side saying, oh my gosh, this guy has done such a great job for the people of New York. He is an example of how to lead through COVID, which is just laughable because you really just look a little bit deeper, right? And you see the Media Research Center measuring only 100 minutes of actual coverage around stories that matter, like the fact that Cuomo's office was basically preventing New York State health officials and legislators access to actual death toll numbers from nursing homes. The idea that you could take a COVID-positive elderly person and then put them into a nursing home population where people are not sick is just freaking insane. And the result from that was a lot of human death that didn't have to occur. You know, like these are people's grandparents and fathers and mothers and family members that they matter, right? They're, every single one of these lives matter. But the media didn't really care about that. And so to finally now see Cuomo going where he should go, which is to the unemployment office, frankly, is good to see. It's funny,
well,
though, because
I did see a meme that had a suggestion for Cuomo for a new job. Using his groping skills, he might get a job with the TSA. So
that is so good. That is so good. yeah, maybe we'll see him at LaGuardia. I don't know. You know, like, oh, man, like just put me through the nudie machine, will you? I don't, I know they're not the strip check, the strip search. But, you know, it's these positions of entitlement and privilege that have sort of allowed people like Cuomo to be who they are today. Just imagine this. The same days when Cuomo was signing his $5 million book deal were also the same days that the nursing home data was being hidden from lawmakers and legislators. And of course, mm-hmm. the media sources that did care to report on that particular topic. You know, so there's blood on this guy's hands. He has not been an example of how to lead through COVID. I think New York and California have been the two worst examples for how to lead a state through COVID.
You know, that's a good point. But what's frustrating, though, is that this being a new virus a year and a half ago, the idea that, well, this is the gold standard of how we do it. You know what? you let the proof be in the pudding, right? If Florida wants to say, you know, we're going to take a hands-off approach, we're going to treat this like we do the flu, you know, right. And with more education, we're going to say, if you have the flu, if you've got COVID, freaking stay home. I mean, all of us, we're going to work, you know, snot coming out of our nose, coughing everywhere. Now we've learned, hey, we can work from home. There's been some good things that have come out of this era, of this very bad era. We've learned, right? And so if you want to be like Florida and you want to say, okay, no masks, you don't get vaccinated if you want to, fine. If you want to be like California and not allow businesses to operate, to treat people like they're second-class citizens, you know what? That's fine too. That's your state. And if it really, really works, well then, you know, those of us, and you know, I'm one of those people that tends to be more like a Florida mindset. Okay. But you know what? If California really does work and people's lives are saved and people are happier, there's fewer suicides, businesses find a way, and, you know, we're doing better, then by all means, I've got to eat my words, because if we don't have all the truth reported, tell me what you think about this. If we don't have all the truth reported, Adam, then we will never grow and we can never hold people accountable. Giuliani is an example to me of what happens when you have power unrestrained and unchecked. You cannot demand things to be better. In the same instance, vaccines, if you don't report everything that's going on and some of the dangers, you will never demand of big pharma to make things better. Sunlight is the best disinfectant.
Yes, that's exactly right. And a lot of studies are coming out saying, well, if you have these vitamin D levels, you're probably going to be fine. You know, there's
I got
so
a secret
out there. Yeah, let's hear it.
Dude, you know I had COVID, right?
Yeah.
So people who get vaccinated can go and get an antibodies test, and the average person will have a 50 level for antibodies, right? It's, you know, 50, whatever, you know, that's the average. After having COVID, 16,500. After
wow.
having COVID. Yeah. And I'll find this, but there's a new study.
I'm not a math guy, but that's a huge difference.
It's a huge difference. Let me see.
I appreciate math.
I
for
can
sure,
find that.
It would quantify just how huge that difference is.
Yeah. I want to share this story with you, that there's been studies that have said that if you've had COVID, you'll make antibodies for a lifetime. I'm going to get that up on the screen, I think. Let me see. It's not working here. So that way everyone can see it. If you've had COVID, you'll probably make antibodies for a lifetime, because people like me who recovered from cases, you know, and we're, when they say mild, that means I'm not, you know, in the hospital for a week. I'm not, you know, risking being on a ventilator. But apparently those of us who have bone marrow cells that can just put out the antibodies for decades, and they think possibly for a lifetime. They say viral variants could dampen some of the protection, maybe, but if you have a stronger immune system when you get those variants, then you have even more antibodies. I think we have forgotten somehow in a year and a half, COVID, one of the strange side effects is that it causes your brain to forget what you've learned, what we know about history, what we know about our body's immune system. So it is a little bit crazy. And I wanted to mention that as we talk about Cuomo, because some of the reason that he's been so insulated is because of COVID and him having the right stance. How did it become a right stance? It's health. Why do we have to politicize everything? And yet it is.
Everything that was, quote, the right stance, you know, just 10 months ago now is like, well, fake news, right? I mean, it's a total flip-flop of fact from fiction. And, you know, I guess that's why when you look at states like Florida in particular, a state that has one of the largest senior citizen populations in our country, and for good reason. It's a great place to retire. Florida is gorgeous, and man, and life cheap. There is pretty darn good. Yeah, exactly. Cheap. But you know, the value of a dollar goes farther than what it's going to go in California and New York, where the government is taxing, you know, a strong percentage of each dollar that you have in your pocket. So, you know, you look at a state that actually relied on science and allowed the state to operate under as much freedom as was possible at the time. People were outside at the beach enjoying the sun. People were taking necessary but reasonable precautions. People were not locking down and just totally destroying their businesses and their own mental health. You know, overall, the entire country, a third of all small businesses shut down. Small businesses are a huge part of what make our country fantastic. It supports the middle class in strong ways. Mm-hmm. And we need a big, vibrant middle class to be a great, diverse country. And so, you know, when you see the president, maybe forgetfulness is one of his side effects, because I think he was kind of claiming to forget the name of DeSantis, right? He was like, oh, Governor who? Governor freaking DeSantis, man. One of the most powerful governors in your country. And one of the
He needs to step aside. You need to step aside. And I don't have the soundbite. I wish I did. But DeSantis was like, I'm not stepping aside when you're trying to shut down businesses. I'm not stepping aside. We can talk a little bit more about that. I'm surprised he didn't get canceled because we have a popular senator that did. But we'll get to that in just a moment. I wanted to talk about, as we wrap up our conversation about Cuomo and his resignation, just for a little balance, true story, it isn't just about those on the left. It's just that they can become underreported. There is a U.S. senator from Florida, as we've been talking about Florida, that's being investigated by the FBI over some staff photos used in sex trafficking probes. Just a real disappointment there. You know, I mean, crazy stuff, right? We have some things that get a lot of reports. Giuliani telling DOJ agents it was okay to lie on campaigns. He said it's okay to throw a fake. So the reason I wanted to bring some of this up is because it is not a left wing, right wing. We can fall into the trap of saying, look at what the left is doing. Look at what the right is doing. Sometimes we'll report a lot of things going on that the media tends to lean left. And so you'll hear us report a lot of things that are underreported or thrown out that people aren't talking about, right, Adam, because it's not there. So we want people to be able to hear it. It's literally being canceled on YouTube. Yes. and Facebook and Twitter, other social media sites. It's being spun. The story that I told you about at Immunity for a Lifetime, the New York Times picked that up. However, they turned it into a pro-vax thing somehow. You should report both sides and report it with integrity. So I wanted to bring up those stories to say that this is a human nature issue. You know, sexual indiscretion, making bad choices, not having accountability, thinking that you're in power and using your power in horrible ways. I don't care who you're associated with. It is a human nature issue. Having said that, if the media isn't truly taking it on and they give you a pass, then there are people who stand as victims in the wake. And you see this kind of reprobate mindset that happens when we'll use Hunter Biden as an example. Oh my gosh, this week was crazy.
crazy Hunter Biden, man. Just and first of all, with New York, though, I'm just gonna wish Kathy Hochul, the lieutenant governor of New York, she's about to be the first woman governor of the state of New York. She's a Democrat, obviously. She's got 15 months left on this term. Let's see how she does starting with day one. But from right now, you know, just wishing her the absolute best. And we'll see where that goes.
I hope that can really turn it around. And I hope,
very much so.
You know, I hope that with all of the outlets like My Michelle Live, we're here trying to get the word out, things that people aren't hearing, right? I hope that as we continue to have a strong voice, that pretty soon the mainstream media will go, oh, wow, we're losing listenership. We're losing viewership. We're losing readership. And they are. And they'll start going back to the integrity and reporting that I have, that I got into this business for, that ability to report on a story and they didn't know where you really stood because you had integrity. That's important. But I use Hunter Biden as an example because social media wouldn't allow anything to be said before the election concerning the laptop and all of that, you know, even if it was a non-issue, to absolutely shut it off, it's fake news. And now what?
Right. It's like if you're going to look the other way, it's a permission to keep doing what you're doing, you know, and that's why we saw so much bad activity from Cuomo. And that's why we continue to see headline after headline.
Yeah.
From the first son here, Hunter Biden, little Hunter Biden, 51-year-old man. He's not a child. He is definitely open for public ridicule on this one. So here we are with another Hunter Biden story. And Michelle, you said laptop. Let me just quickly correct you. Laptops. Did you know there have been three laptops that this guy has had just kind of, quote, stolen or misplaced? Three laptops. You know, I think I've had my laptop for like 5 or 6 years. I can't imagine just willy-nilly losing a laptop, you know? And especially this guy, though. He's got a laptop with content from his father, the now president of the free world. Content presumably from former President Obama at one point. You know, just the elite of the democratic world here. This guy has access to all
of them. Is it with people in power, you know? I'll just have hookers. A server in my bathroom.
What is it with these people and hookers, Michelle? I mean, Hunter Biden, okay, so I can't unsee what I saw on this video, but I saw a naked Hunter with a naked hooker in this other Hunter Biden story. You know, I think the last time we talked about Hunter, it was discussing the racist Hunter memes that were on his laptop right before he was going to be a professor at Tulane. Like, what the heck, Tulane? Like, pick your professors wisely. Here we have Hunter Biden in this video that came out, and it was a video filmed by his laptop because he used his laptop in the immediate moments before that to film a sex video with a prostitute in their room. He kept the camera rolling, and after they were done with their little sex video, he just started talking. And maybe he's like his own worst nightmare because he just talks. And it's always stuff that's definitely not approved by President Biden's handlers. And he literally said that he was recalling this experience in Vegas, this bender, where he spent 18 days going from penthouse suite to penthouse suite, sometimes costing 10 grand a night on drugs. And at one point trying to find his laptop after spending crazy amounts of money. And he talks about, you know, losing his laptop specifically. And he's like, you know, I was with these guys. The one guy was not like you anyway, but each night he'd be like, there's going to be so many people here, crazy effing party. And he was like, but each night there was really nobody there. It was just a lot of drug use. And ultimately he passed out for an extended period of time. Describing the experience like, oh, I was basically almost dead because I was
so messed up. And he brought his laptop with him. What?
yeah. And he's literally on his laptop. Well, you know, you gotta film your sex acts, right? and so he's using his laptop's camera to do so.
Oh, and then it gets crazier. I'm so glad you watched this for us so the rest of us don't have to.
Oh my gosh.
But it gets crazier than that because you would think that after filming and then it possibly being leaked that you'd be like, oh crap, my dad's running for president or my dad is president.
Well, he literally says, you know, he's like to the prostitute, he's just talking to her after their little sex video. And,
this is on video. This isn't just subjective.
This
or
is, you can
conjecture.
Find this on the Daily Mail.
It's not, this isn't just, let's just make it up as a smear thing. This is really happening.
I watched the actual video and it's naked Hunter with a naked prostitute. And like, while they're talking, they're also leaning into the table right alongside the bed, snorting mysterious powder. Wonder what that means. And just having this butt naked conversation powdered sugar. They're just having a butt naked conversation here, and he says to the prostitute, he's like, these Russian drug dealers, they have these videos of me doing crazy effing sex, effing, you know. And the prostitute asks him, she's like, you know, are you worried that these Russian drug dealers are going to try to blackmail you? And Hunter replies, yeah, in some way, yeah. And he goes, my dad, inaudible, running for president, he told her in sort of a hushed voice, he says, he is, I talk about it all the time. If they do want to blackmail me, he says, he also knows that I make like a gazillion dollars. He described his income as a gazillion dollars. Like, whoa. But he basically, Hunter appeared to be dismayed that if the video was sold by these Russian drug dealers trying to basically make money on his sex acts on film.
Yeah, we'd all be dismayed, Hunter was upset. Right?
Well, he was dismayed because the idea that he would be unable to cash in on the explicit videos himself, that's actually what bothered him. It didn't bother him the fact that somebody had him on video doing God knows what, and probably things that are just unimaginable, but he wasn't concerned about that. He was just mad that, oh man, but like, what if I can't make money on that? Like, what if I can't?
Well, and you just what said would you made think, a gazillion like, something... dollars. Put two and two together here. Help me with some math, okay? You
like, make a gazillion I don't know what kind dollars, of drugs he was on.
You're worried about someone else making money instead of you off of some kind of reprobate act, right?
Well, Michelle, yet... this happened in 2019, by the way. 2019, okay. The same year that he got married to his now wife, who they have Bo Jr. with.
Okay, think about this for a moment, though. What's the timeline here? This is how crazy it is, and maybe gives you some mindset into why we say, you know, tax the rich. Because, you know, you have enough money. You this is where your mindset is. You have enough money that you have a gazillion dollars. You're worried about, you know, someone else making money off your sex tape instead of you. You know, no wonder people say, oh, yeah, we really need to tax the rich. They just really have too much money.
Oh, yeah,
that's where you have
dollars.
Too much money. You have too much money. But this goes back to what we were talking about. Twitter and Facebook censored the whole laptop story before the election because it was fake news, right? And this is...
Yeah, the New York Post, their Twitter account was suspended until... It was Senator... Shoot, Ted Cruz was sitting here asking Jack Dorsey, is their account open yet? Like, why is it still locked? It took a huge, huge... Here, the Texan.
So was it fake
out.
News
mumbo,
or was
jumbo,
it not
hoopla.
Fake news? Let me just ask.
Real.
Let me just put that
news.
Out there into the web as this is being broadcast worldwide. Let me ask this. Thank you, social media, for protecting us from this story that could possibly not be a real story. Was it fake news or was it not fake news? And this is where you doing this crazy censorship is keeping truth from coming out. What's the importance of this? Let me ask you this, Adam. What's the importance of this story anyway? You know,
it's just
a president's son, you know.
Yeah. It shows how thoughtful and considerate and grateful we should be to big tech and big media for shielding our fragile little minds from such concerning and scary stories, to think that now three laptops could be in the hands of Russian and Chinese operatives containing extremely compromising information about anybody in the Biden family and any of their associates. Thank you guys for shielding us from that information, because we're probably not smart enough to digest all of that.
Because the ends justify the means. And let me ask you this. You should be concerned. I don't care if you love Hunter, you worship our sitting president and think that Trump is nothing more than an orange demon. That is absolutely fine with me. That is your right. And we need those voices. Why do we need those voices? Because if we don't have those voices, then you will have these stories happening on the right. Well, hold people accountable. Let me ask you this, Adam.
Yeah.
If this is how you know if something is amiss, if those same stories were one of Trump's kids that lost multiple laptops, and if Donald Trump perhaps or one of his kids said the kind of racist crap that Hunter Biden did, would that and should that be reported? And I say, absolutely. It's disgusting. And if Trump had said that, it would be all over the news and it should be, and he should be brought down. Oh my gosh, without question. You would never have seen...
You never would have seen a terrible meme or things that had the N-word in it, certainly, come from the laptop of one of Trump's kids, be it Don Jr. Or Ivana. I mean, his kids are all, you know, and I don't want to, like, sit here and talk them all up, but, I mean, I certainly saw nothing of the sort from them ever.
No, but if that happened, we should see it.
Well, there was that story, Michelle, about... You know, that ridiculous story about how Russian prostitutes were urinating on President Trump, which was a totally bogus, manufactured story meant only to smear the Trump family name. Just absolute garbage going through the press. And they supported that story for a while. They entertained it. You know, it circulated on social media. It circulated on literally the mainstream media, too.
And it should. I want to know.
But this Hunter laptop story with videos as proof shut down.
Yeah, so this is where we're at today. We're in an era where some news is being repressed. Now you'll sometimes see that on the right as well. We'll only report this. We don't do. I think what I'd like to say is there has been an opening because of the repression of the news and the censorship for voices to go out and tell the other another side of the story, okay? But some of those voices are untrained voices. They haven't experienced the kind of years of training and working in the media that teach you how to research a story to make sure that what you're reporting is true. So oftentimes they'll just get something and then it goes out. And that happens a lot on the right. That's where educated voices or voices, responsible voices, really need to step up. And God bless the people who are passionate. I don't want to slam you. You're passionate and you're getting some word out, but you know, we're in an age where we don't know what's up or down or right or wrong.
Michelle, I can help you out on that one. And so if you think about a lot of the younger journalists that are in the market today, right? Especially those who grew up with social media controlling their life, starting at the college age through now working in the professional world, right? You have social media that's been sort of used as this tool to spread and also falsely legitimize fake news. If you think about the millions of tweets that occur every day, it's truly impossible for these social platforms to actually like scan through and identify every story as fake. It's just the volume of it just makes it impossible. So social media is full of quote of like actual fake news. And the fast multiplying nature of tweets means that the bad news can spread really, really fast, right? Fake news spreads because of four elements primarily. You have bots, trolls, people, and then micro-targeting. And there was a study that came out saying that there were over 190 million bots across Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And these bots are created by programmers. And of course, they're designed to mimic human behavior. So as a real human user, we think that these bots are real in some cases. And these bots execute repetitive tasks. They find non-curated information that hasn't been vetted out. It hasn't been peer-reviewed. It hasn't been fact-checked by like an actual person trying to get three different sources of information to certify something as a fact, right? So these bots are basically amplifying messages with some sort of reason or purpose to that activity, right? And they'll hashtag things to kind of create a little bit more exposure, and then bots will tag other bots, and then all of a sudden you see a post that has like all these likes and all these shares, and then a real human user comes across that and thinks it's real because it has all these likes and all these shares, and you just assume that it's a fact when really it's not a fact. It's fake news. It's somebody talking about junk, right? And then all of a sudden you're reporting on the fact that a fan at the Colorado Rockies is saying the N-word when in fact the guy is really yelling at the mascot. And so you see the media take hold of something like that and they vilify somebody.
What was it that he was really saying? Do you remember?
The mascot's name is like the word ringer. It's dinger, right? Yeah. So he's yelling at the mascot. And then all of a sudden the media picks up on the social media activity and literally the Colorado Rockies themselves then also point to this customer of theirs, this fan of the club, and they just barbecue the guy. They call him a racist. They call him all these terrible things. And it's because the journalists didn't do their freaking jobs. They didn't actually follow the truth of the story.
You know, we've actually had a doctor that I had been working with on my show for decades, extraordinary man, and a naturopath, author of a few books. He was doing amazing work with cancer patients, taking people who are at the latest stages, weeks to live, and helping them to possibly overcome this horrific disease. And he was having great success. Well, one of these patients was just given weeks to live, went to his practice as a last resort. A couple of years later, she's alive and well and doing great. And she goes into her regular doctor for a checkup, and he said, "I thought you had died. What happened?" Well, I went to this doctor, and he gave me immunotherapy, and hallelujah. Well, that doctor, being offended, turned him into the state. Right?
Oh my gosh. How dare the other doctor save this person's life? Are
right?
You
You're going to love this. It gets worse. A reporter got a hold of that and then said, you know, he's doing these unfounded practices. He's doing this. He's doing that. Now, she didn't research the story. She just took what the news will do now. And it's important as you're watching what they do. They will take in press releases. They'll take it. And if a press release comes out from the state, from an organization, they'll take it and verbatim, they'll report it. Why do you think you can go up and down the television dial, you can go through news sources in Podunkville, Mississippi, New York City, and hear verbatim the same thing reported? Because this is how they're reporting. They're getting their news sources from press releases. In the day, what you would do is you would research this to make sure it's so, Adam. Instead, they just report it. Well, this woman reported it. Then the state comes in, closes a practice. The other news sources in the area picked up on. They heard hers and they want to report it too. Oh, okay.
Right.
Well, interestingly enough, just 2 months ago, that same reporter did a show apologizing, had the doctor on and said, "This is what I did." So, and if you want more information, you can email me at MyMichelleLive. I'll give you all the information. But this is the example.
Michelle, how do you get back the time that was stolen from that doctor that could have been given to people who really needed that guy's expertise to save their lives?
To save their lives. I'm going to give you just a beautiful thing, because I always like to get to the God story. This man didn't give up. He is working on something bigger for natural kind of vaccinations, we'll just say, just to simplify it, that are not filled with chemicals and things of that nature. He's doing more along the lines of immunotherapy that could help the entire world. So, incredible. You know, when life gives you lemons, just hold on. God's got a plan. Nonetheless, yeah, there's a lot of people who were, they were getting their treatments and they just, you know, got, take out the IV, get out of here, we're shut down. I don't know how many lives were lost, but that's an example of what is happening when we underreport. And that's going to lead into something that I'd like you to give our audience. A friend of mine was just saying this week, they were talking about vaccines and the like and COVID and such. And he said, okay, well, you know, you really want me to get vaccinated, but what about all the people crossing the border? And his dad, he was talking to his dad, and his dad responded, "Where'd you hear that on Fox News?" It's like, well, is it true?
Right. Right. Actual data that's being released, right? I mean, so 15% of people crossing the border are testing positive for COVID, and they're all crossing Florida, Texas, Arizona. Like, why are the COVID rates in these states going up? Well, when you have this, okay, so is that data true, right? Well, it's being released by the government, so it's official data, right? And so you look at June, when we had about 180,000 border crossings, That jumped 13% in July. So we're not seeing any sign of the border crossings letting up.
I'm showing literally, our audience a news story that July was the busiest month for illegal border crossings in 21 years.
212,000 apprehensions in July. That's just apprehensions. Imagine all the folks who just kind of evaded detection and just kind of cruised on through. This is insane. The 21-year high, this is as researched by Pew Research. And I think the interesting thing was the fact that there was this audio that was leaked from Mayorkas. And, so basically now we have a White House official leaking their true thoughts on the effectiveness of the existing border policies, the effectiveness of the Biden administration, and what they're doing to combat just the human tragedy that we're seeing take place at the border. And this quote from Mayorkas was, a couple days ago I was down in Mexico and I said, look, if our borders are the first line of defense, we're going to lose, and this is unsustainable. This is audio that was obtained by Fox News and released through a Border Patrol source. And he said, we can't continue like this. Our people in the field can't continue, and our system isn't built for it. I mean, Captain Obvious, right? I mean, this guy right now is kind of taking a 180 from everything that came from the election. And he's saying, you know what? The White House, we need to pledge 2,000 more border agents. Okay, in the 2023 budget. 2023 budget is where we're going to add 2,000 agents to the border. I mean, we're in 2021 right now. This disaster is happening right now. He's talking about refocusing on ICE, which was demonized by every progressive running through the last election cycle. ICE, right? He's talking about refocusing on ICE, giving them more tools and resources, also helping them work to prevent the no-shows that take place at immigration court. A lot of people that are given a notice to appear just don't appear to immigration court. They just live undetected, and they find jobs, and eventually some find their way back, but some don't. And so there's this thing called Title 42 that Mayorkas is now working to reprioritize. And Title 42 is something that Trump enacted to prevent the spread of COVID. Basically, he said, any single adults and many families that come through, we can immediately expel you instead of hearing any sort of request for asylum in the United States. So now we have the White House going from saying, you know what, if you come across the border, welcome, we're going to take care of you, to now saying, if you come across the border, we're going to expel you immediately and send you right back. So this is all what came out in audio from Mayorkas, right? And he's the guy who's kind of in charge of all this stuff, because clearly the borders are Vice President Harris. She's really not present. And I think it's just very interesting to see this total reversal of policy, this total reversal of, I mean, it's like what we saw earlier in the week also, these discussions about defunding the police. I mean, now you have those who are in the Democratic elite, those who have like a little bit of safety in their term, they're not worried about the midterm elections. They're now saying that defund the police was just ridiculous. They're saying defend the police. Like, this is just not at all what was said from them for all of 2020 and 2021 now as well, like leading up to today. It's hypocrisy at its best, I think.
Yeah, we are seeing underreported news stories where we have the police and their lack of presence here in Washington State, not being able to apprehend or pursue a potential criminal who has committed robbery, assault, violated a protection order. They are no longer supposed to pursue them. Well, maybe they just don't have the manpower. And even here in Seattle there and other cities, there's been an uprising of police because of the requirement of vaccination. Look, people, I know you, there's a lot of you who are like sold into vaccines and all of that, and that there's vaccines are great. This vaccine is unproven. And we have seen problems that you're not hearing reported that we talk about all the time about the spike proteins for those who are vaccinated that never completely stop producing. And so it causes your body to kind of eat itself in a way. You create your own autoimmune problem.
That's
happening, and they predict that in the next 3 to 5 years, we're going to see an uptick in heart attacks and brain aneurysms. That's horrible. And there are things that you can do to protect yourself because you were trying to do the right thing. Good for you. You were trying to do the right thing out of a good place. And your thanks is that they're not going to report this because they want to discourage it. Look, it is not a vaccine if it isn't giving you protection, because it's not. We see a huge surge in cases in places where 80-90% of people are vaccinated. We're seeing that, and we're seeing an uptick in cases in areas where people are not vaccinated as well.
So I have an employee who got the Pfizer vaccine and literally tested positive for COVID 2 days ago. You know, I mean, that's just
two
the reality.
Two people who are regulars on My Michelle Lives podcast, two people, they both either themselves or a family member, like a child or, you know, have been a breakthrough case. You know, how is it that it's so rare when, you know, even on this show, that would be a huge percentage of the people that I have on that are regular. It's happening. So if we don't talk about it again, we're not holding anyone accountable. Those vaccines will never get safer, never get better. Because they don't have to. Come on, people.
Hold their feet to
the fire. And then you have the whole cancel culture of any information that has to do with it not getting out. And because of that, I want to give you the opportunity to get your own cancel. I got to send you one of these because you've been canceled too. This is Michelle Live. You can find it at mymichellelive.com. Your own canceled. If you are part of the cancel club, and we're encouraging this for people who are part of the cancel club.
You know what? We basically got like senator and presidential sort of status, right? Because we're canceled along with our public officials.
Not afraid to be canceled. Yes, that's right.
And that's the point, right? You can't be afraid to self-censor. You can't self-censor, right?
Yeah.
Don't self-censor. Even if you get canceled, fight to get back, you know? And be vocal. Be that squeaky wheel, you know? Be like me, right? Like, I was in touch with my congressman. I was blasting the company that canceled me, YouTube. Don't shut down. Don't back off. I mean, be angry, because you should be angry about something like being canceled, because that's literally somebody saying whatever you have to say, nobody cares, and you have no right to say whatever you're going to say. But the reality is that somebody does care, and you do have the right to say what you're going to say. It's free speech. And you know, it's just like, why can't we ask about the difference between the mRNA vaccines versus the Johnson & Johnson traditional dead virus vaccine? Why can't we ask the questions that let us know about effectiveness, or that let us know, you know what, if you fight this naturally, then this is what the result could be for you. Or if you have this pre-existing condition, then this is what you should be concerned about. I mean, a lot of really good questions are being shut down and canceled right now. And that's why I think people are so over this, right?
There is some hope, though. You know, for those of us who had
the fake
no retort.
Vaccine passports?
for being canceled. For being canceled, I just want to give you this. You may not have heard this story. So I had been canceled on YouTube for having an expert on giving his opinion. God forbid, because anytime you challenge something, it used to be a challenge to make sure that what someone's saying is so. Now it's maybe we can say it's conspiracy. We demonize it. There was nothing I could do, you know, for as vocal as I was, I had to spend time in YouTube jail. However, there's a new Penelope Cruz movie. It's a Spanish speaking film, and the poster was canceled from social media because it showed, you know, like the My Michelle Live logo that you're seeing. It's kind of that oval. And within it, it almost looks like an eye. And within it was a nipple with leaking milk, you know, from a mother. And it's a story about moms. It's parallel mothers. And and it was canceled. Well, the social media giants.
Oh, that was Madres Paralela. Wait, I'm messing up the pronunciation here.
That's why I didn't say it.
Parayales?
Because I look Hispanic, Parayales? But I don't speak Spanish efficiently.
Well, as a Texan, I basically I should speak a lot more Spanish than I do, but you know, I'm working on it.
Well, social media apologized and said, oh, we're so sorry. It really is art. And you know, to be honest, you really have to look to see what it is. It's not sexualized. So I will give it that. But they went all out to make sure that it was back up. But important information that could save people's lives, not so much. So, yeah, I wanted to give you that.
Madres Paralelas.
There you go. Come on.
There it is. I couldn't remember if there were two L's in the first half of the word or one. So, yeah. Paralelas. Awesome.
Yeah. Girlfriend doesn't speak Spanish anyway. At least not effectively. I can order a beer, go to the bathroom and find the pool. And, you know, really, what more do you need? I did learn a lot of scripture.
I can do the beer and bathroom one in Chinese.
I learned scripture at church, how to say and to sing worship songs in Spanish. But that's completely off topic. I wanted to get back on and talk about you were mentioning vaccine cards.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like, where do you turn if you know you're going to be canceled and you're going to be shut down and you're going to be forced to get the jab, or if you can't do normal things like visit restaurants and gyms and public venues in New York, or for interstate travel, as I've heard being proposed, or now in San Francisco.
When it doesn't work.
What do you do, right?
When people are getting sick anyway.
Exactly. And so when tyranny starts to come across.
When my immunity can be 16,500 and someone with a vaccine who can get it again is at 50, and when new studies show that I may have immunity for life, you know, and they still say, well, getting a vaccine, that could help. And you know what? You're right. It can help. I'm not going to diss the vaccines and say that they won't give you some kind of protection. But for young, healthy people, a better protection is your immune system. And why would someone second-class citizen when their immunity is stronger because they've had it? Go ahead.
Well, Michelle, you said this last week. You said if one of the side effects is death, then shoot, like, we should be able to ask a lot of questions and have a freaking choice about whether or not we want to just gamble on that side effect of being death, right? Like,
it's Russian roulette with a needle. It's Russian roulette with a needle.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, when I was in college, I studied abroad in communist China, and it was very eye-opening. One of my observations was that under a socialist system, there is a thriving black market that allows, you know, basically it's kind of a pressure cooker of sorts that allows some sort of illegal free commerce to take place, some sort of illegal free thought to take place. None of it's legal. It's a thriving black market. And it's very typical of any sort of socialist or totalitarian system.
Oh my
system.
Gosh, we're the black market of the internet. Right here, My Michelle Live.
Well, certainly, certainly this concept of the fake vaccine cards that are being produced and sold now, right? We're trying to basically go around the rules, to kind of get around what's okay, to kind of just live free, right? In this perspective, there are on Amazon, eBay, Etsy, on Instagram, there's a username called Vaccination Cards that's selling laminated vaccine cards for $25 a pop. You know, it's like this is what happens when there are mandates that are unjust, when you have a layer of totalitarian or socialist type of rule come into people that are trying to think freely, right? You're going to see this underworld of sorts kind of really spring to life, right? These fake vaccine cards, because you know what? I'm not going to get that vaccine. Therefore, here's my fake vaccine card.
Just so as a way I can to buy, sell, trade, go to work, you know, because
to drive across state lines.
This is really scary when you think about it, because you made an astounding point that we're starting to look like some of these totalitarian or repressive regimes where we have to have a black market. You know what else we're looking like? if you've traveled to third world countries that have cities that still have, they still will have Starbucks and McDonald's, right? But for the most part, we're looking at a third world nation. You'll see things that you just can't get. Like you can go to the store and if I want soup, there are 20 different brands, dozens of different, we have choices here, and that's what happens with a free society. What we're seeing more and more, if you go to Starbucks, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have that. It's just not available. The car markets, the car markets are crazy because production stopped, and productions of chips that are so needed stopped. So we don't have a whole lot of a plethora of new cars and choices. The used car market has gone through the roof. What you could get cheap is now really expensive.
Well, dude, you're seeing sort of a hint of stagflation, Michelle.
Third world nations. We're starting to look a lot like repressive regimes. And you like this stuff, people? Come on.
It's crazy. Well, as you see the supply chains get increasingly scarce and more expensive, and then you see prices of things in the market, like new cars, getting really expensive, but then nobody's buying them because they're so freaking expensive. You know, all of a sudden you're looking not at inflation, but you're looking at the concept of stagflation, right? There are stagnant sales, but everything is getting really expensive because nobody can afford to either produce or consume.
So
and
think through that.
That's a terrible thing to look at right now, but that's today. Gas prices in California are over $5 a gallon. In Texas right now, I think we're like something like $2.85 or so, when this time last year, we were just like a tick over $1.50 per gallon, you know? And so it's just that's kind of what's happening today because of just ridiculous policies. And when you're dropping like $3.5 trillion on stuff that doesn't really actually create a whole lot of new value, it's just kind of money that just disappears into 3,000 pages of legislation that nobody actually read.
And so we want to have we want to raise that debt ceiling, you know, for our national debt. Let's just spend more.
Yeah, our kids are all going to be pissed at us, right? Like the kids that are being born right now are going to literally come into the professional world strapped, right? Like, what the heck were you guys thinking, man? Like you guys just like got a credit card and just went to town and then just like skipped out on the bill.
I mean,
that's kind of what's going on. Oh my gosh. I do though. Speaking of stores in different markets, though, more positively, you sparked a thought. The McDonald's in Hawaii is freaking awesome. Because you get pineapple at that one. You can't get that at the Texas McDonald's. But, you know, I do love how those bigger chains can always kind of have that local flair. And, man, pineapples from Hawaii, the best.
They are the best. Thank you very much. I know I look Hispanic, have a Hispanic last name, but I speak more Hawaiian than I do than I do Spanish. What do you do? Yeah, we have some really crazy stories. Like I had mentioned, we're looking at raising that debt ceiling so that we can end up spending more. That's just irresponsible. We also have the story that is, to me, pretty disturbing. I know it comes from a good place that we have had a moratorium on evictions, right? You don't have to pay money. However, there's no moratorium on paying your mortgage. How hypocritical is that? So if you have been lucky enough to work your way through the system and manage to fulfill the American dream and buy a home, you know, you still have to pay. And let's say that you do that and you have a little duplex so that you can offset your costs and you're trying to make something out of your life. So you rent the other one. They don't have to pay. But you still have to pay your mortgage. You tell me where that's fair and progressive and helpful. And on top of that, Adam, the Supreme Court said this is not legal. You have someone from the CDC making national law? No, it doesn't happen that way. That's got to be through the Congress. You have someone unelected, just appointed, deciding this is what we're going to do. So it's illegal. And what does the president do? Say, well, yeah, I know there's some legal issues with it, but we're going to do it anyway. What is that? You know,
well, yeah,
think
I know it's
through.
Unconstitutional, but we're just going to do this until they strike it down as unconstitutional.
Okay, so if Trump did that, he would be, again, labeled a dictator, and he should be brought down. Unacceptable.
Well, I guess given the media, right, they just would have continued with the same thing that they said every day, right? Like, it didn't matter what – Trump could have cured cancer, and they would have been like, oh, my gosh, that guy is such a jerk. He didn't cure hepatitis. he could literally do nothing like that was acceptable to
and
them.
And I don't – you know what? And I don't – I'm fine with that because that's part of the media's job as long as they're telling the truth and being balanced, which they weren't always telling the truth, as we talked about. They'll just get press releases and run with it. But if they're really pointed and they're really coming down, I want them to come down on Trump. Keep that guy accountable. Shed sunlight in the things that he's doing. But to say that we're not going to cover and hold Biden's feet to the fire and have the same standard is absolutely hypocritical, and it's dangerous. You think it's okay now because the ends justify the means. But what happens when a president says, no, we're just going to do this, and we're gonna take everyone's homes away from them? We're going, you know, what happens when it comes down? It's okay when it happens there. It's okay when it happens there. Oh, but when it happens to me, suddenly it's too late to do anything.
It's really messed up. It's like the big banks in that situation of landlords and renters, right? The banks are the ones that win. They're getting paid, but it doesn't really matter what happens to that small business owner who might have like one or two real estate investments that they worked all their lives to get, right?
That's
right. It's really messed up.
We need to have an equity in how we're holding people accountable. And you know where I got that idea? From my left-wing radical extremist parents who now would be considered centrist probably. But I was raised in a very left-leaning home that demanded equality, that said censorship was bad, that said, I don't agree with you, but I will die defending your right to say what you need to say. That's the kind of left-wing household that I grew up with, and the kind of left-leaning, freedom-loving ideas and ideologies that have been completely abandoned, and it's dangerous.
I can actually relate to that. I mean, it's kind of crazy that, you know, just in the early 90s, it was like any sort of love for the Constitution, right? Like in terms of like just personal liberties and individual freedoms, right? How in some ways you could look at that as sort of left wing, but today it's like, man, that is actually so centrist. That is actually so desirable. And even parts of the Republican Party would subscribe to some of those thoughts today, right? Just the ability to have free speech, the ability to have a fair vote with integrity behind it, to protect that vote, right? Some of these very basic American concepts now, it shows you how, well, it's really the reason why the walkaway campaign exists, right? It shows you how far the Democratic Party has gone, how they left our country a long time ago. They are now so far left that they are not representative of the things that make our country fantastic.
And a new poll this week says that Democrats, the majority, identify more. I think it was 62%, and I could be wrong. Okay, this is not, as I said, we research here. If we don't, I want to let you know. But the poll cited that the majority of Democrats identify more as socialists than they do with a Democratic Republic. So you're not wrong in saying that's where that is leading. That's creating more and more of the divide instead of most of us being here, wanting the same things but having different ideas of how to do it. We clash. The Bible says, and you hear me say this a lot, is iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another, sparks fly, but you become sharper, truth wins out. But when
Michelle,
you're, go ahead.
Just as far as that study goes, I would really challenge, I think anybody that says they're a socialist to just define what socialism is.
Well, they look at places like Norway and such, which are not actually socialist countries because they have a free market, which supports some of the socialist type programs, you know, the medicine and some things, which I think medicine for everyone, if we have education, medicine for everyone is great. Unfortunately, y'all love Big Pharma and don't want to hold them accountable. accountable. So all we're going to be doing is giving free money to pharma instead of using the very natural things that God created on this planet to help our bodies be strong and not be slaves to medicine for the rest of your lives. You want more information on that? You have to listen to our Wednesday's Health Watch program, because I'll give you all kinds of wonderful information on how our bodies are made to heal themselves, and you don't have to be slaves always to medicine. Medicine is great. It has its place, but we've been pushed with it, and there is no accountability. And accountability is, as we wrap up our program today, has been kind of the theme today, the danger of canceling, what happens to our nation, how we start to look not like the ideal model of, that we look at in Norway, but more like Venezuela every single day because we are canceling. Something else that you, a story that you had sent me, has to do with the WHO investigator calling for a second look into Wuhan and all of that. I think that's an important story that we're not always hearing.
Speaking of accountability, yeah, I mean, and also speaking of things that happen under socialism, and with this particular story here, yeah, we have the WHO. They have an investigator team now, basically calling for a second look into the origins of the coronavirus, and they're saying, hey, you know what, guys. Let's kind of revisit this lab leak theory, because we really, at this point, this was on Fox today. WHO advisory committee member, Jamie Metzl, said that the lab leak theory right now is the most likely origin. So let's just recall that during the first phase of the investigation into where coronavirus came from, we saw a cover up there, right? We saw that in the first phase conducted by this international team of scientists. They literally said that we think the virus jumped from animals to humans. We don't believe that this actually came from the Wuhan lab.
If that was the case, Ozzy Osbourne would have died of some kind of COVID thing years ago when he stepped on stage and bit a head off the bat. Just saying.
Pure garbage. And so now that we have the WHO finally saying, you know what, guys? I think we have enough eyes on us now that we should probably look at this again, because I think that they're onto the fact that phase one of our investigation was total BS. You know, like, oh my goodness, right? So they submitted a request to China, and they were like, hey, listen, can we come back to the lab? Because we really do need to research this lab leak theory, because we have more eyes on us now, and people realize that this probably didn't jump from an animal to a human. Now, China actually rejected that, basically saying that the Wuhan Institute of Virology has never designed, made, or leaked the novel coronavirus. The Communist Party line is that this did not come from the Wuhan lab. Like, that's the party line. And so the world community, we see through all of this, right? We know that the first research team was compromised. We know that there was a member on that team specifically that was buddy-buddy with the researchers that worked in that lab every day. She was a doctor from Duke's Singapore location. And so these are the same sources that would work with our social media fact checkers to shut down great commentary and great questions that we had, saying, oh, well, that's just wrong. It definitely didn't come from the Wuhan lab.
Because that's Tom what Cotton, we're told right? to say, and we Post must be good little robots and do what we're programmed to do. We may not think for ourselves, and we are going to give you the information that you need in order to think the way you are the supposed to think. Come on. If you are right, then don't be afraid of alternative information. I don't care if you think it sounds weird, then we'll prove it wrong and we can all have a good laugh. Why are you so afraid of having your ideas challenged? You afraid you're going to be wrong? You're not man or woman enough or non-binary enough to stand up and say, oh, I'm sorry, I was wrong. Look, we can learn from this. We can be better people. That's what we have to do. I don't care if you're on the left, the right, the middle, you don't know where the heck you stand. We need the sunlight of truth to be shined on these stories. And that's why we're doing what we're doing here on My Michelle Live. We are out of time, and we still had great information we could have shared, but we'll share it next week because there's
system overload.
I know, right? Just a big super thank you to those who make My Michelle Live happen. You can go to My Michelle Live and get your great swag. If you've been canceled and you're part of the cancel club, I want you to email me personally and tell me your cancel story, because we're going to regularly be choosing someone who has a cancel story, sending them the My Michelle Live canceled hat, canceled t-shirt, and telling your story on ours. So I'd love to hear from you. Adam, I know you were canceled once. We're going to send you the canceled swag. And
yes.
Yes. And I just, you know, a really big thank you to those who aren't afraid to be part of My Michelle Live, because you know, when you're telling a censored story that goes against the narrative, people are like, oh, I can't advertise there, or can't affiliate. So I want to say a big thank you to Real Bearded Men. They're not unman enough. They are man enough to stand up and say, hey, we want truth. So good for you, Real Bearded Men. You can go there.
Ain't scared of no truth
stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I don't use the products myself, but I hear they're great. So I want to say super thank you. You can go to My Michelle Live and get a super discount on all your Real Bearded Men stuff, and make sure that you do. Thank you, Adam, for being part of this and the work that you put into finding stories and making sure I'm in the know too. Oh, God bless you. I think we're making a difference, and we're going to keep doing it every week.
It's a real honor and privilege to go out there and just kind of see what's going on and just share it with everybody here, because it is so important. And Michelle, I mean, there are people that are living in fear and that are afraid to speak up. But here we are. If we're not doing it for you, I hope you're sharing this with somebody for that really just needs to hear it, you know, whether it's a doctor who's afraid to ask some really honest academic questions about some treatment or just basic concerns from a very educated perspective. Or, you know, if it's a technologist that sees injustices taking place within the workplace, I know that a lot of what's going to solve this is going to be us speaking up. And it's going to come from whistleblowers that are in the office of a big company seeing something that's taking place that's terrible. We continue to see that from big tech. Whistleblowers come out of Google and Facebook and they say, hey, listen, the company's doing this. It's really messed up. You guys have to know about that. So don't be afraid to speak your minds. And frankly, if you are afraid to speak your minds, share your story with Michelle and I, and we'll tell people for you.
We'll tell people for you and we'll protect you. You know, I get it. Thank you. And thank you for being part of the solution. If you go to My Michelle Live and you scroll down to the bottom of the page, I was going to find it and put it up here. There we go. You can listen to all of our podcasts. We have a host of podcasts dealing with science and technology, dealing with health, dealing with sci-tech, entertainment. And of course, this is our weekend review. You can find all of our merch here, and you can also sign up for our email list. Do that. Be part of the solution. Be in the know. And thank you so much for listening. I'm Michelle Mendoza, and my cohort here, Adam Ruzieri, is here with us every week as we give you a week in review. Thank you.
For more fun, go to MyMichelleLive.com.